Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Hey, it's time for a bit of trivia. Whose motto is faster, higher, stronger? Well, some of you out there might recognize that as the motto for the Olympic Games. And as we all know, love them or hate them, they're in our midst here in London right now. Here's a few more bits of trivia that you may not know about these Olympic Games. London is the only city to have hosted the modern Olympic Games three times. First of all in 1908, second, 1948, and now in 2012. Over 205 different nations are expected to take part in these Olympic Games, and some 147 nations in the Paralympic Games. There will be 14,700 athletes participating in 26 different sports, which are composed of 300 events. And the Paralympic athletes will compete in 20 separate sporting events. 10,800,000 tickets have been issued to the Olympic Games, and I didn't even get a single one. 6,000 paid staff members and 70,000 volunteer workers, ranging from people in their teens to those in their 80s, will be looking after the athletes and the guests during these summer games. Now, the Olympic Games began in ancient Greece, and their glory and honor of these athletic competitions was not unknown or lost on the biblical authors. In fact, St. Paul compares the Christian life to training for an athletic event. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting at verse 6, we read, "If you put these things before the brothers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus, being trained in the words of the faith and of the good doctrine that you have followed. Have nothing to do with irreverent, silly myths. Rather, train yourself for godliness. For while bodily training is of some value, godliness is of value in every way, as it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. For to this end we toil and we strive, because we have our hope set on the living God, who is the Savior of all people, especially those who believe." In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, Paul clearly advocates training the body, working out, if you will, building up those muscles, for it has benefit for this life here on earth. We might become faster, higher, and stronger in all of our athletic pursuits. But of even more importance is making sure that our spiritual muscles get a good, hard, and regular workout in the faith and in good doctrine. Regularly exercising our historic Christian faith helps us avoid falling victim to irreverent, silly myths which seek to make us slower, lower, and weaker. Paul here contrasts the benefits of physical exercise, which indeed has benefits for our earthly life, with the exercise that we need for our spiritual selves, which has benefits indeed in this life, but also in the life to come when we will be with Christ. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul also talks about how athletes train so hard and spend so much effort just to win a wreath that will soon perish. As we read in chapter 9, verse 24, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you might obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. But I discipline my body, and I keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified." Athletes do not put in thousands of hours of training and physical suffering just to run aimlessly around the track during the competition. They don't spend hours in the boxing ring sparring, only to stand in the corner punching the air when the bell rings. No, they set their eyes on the prize and they go for it. And so it is with us Christians. We too fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who has an imperishable crown awaiting us, regularly exercising our faith, just as in exercising our bodies, brings with it tremendous benefits. So, don't just wander through life aimlessly, only to be disqualified at the end. No, instead, give your spiritual muscles a good workout by regularly reading your Bible and attending Bible study, by consistently going to worship, and by daily spending time in prayer. Spiritually, aim to be faster, higher, and stronger by remaining in Jesus Christ. So let us pray. O God, give us times of refreshment and peace in the course of this busy life. Grant that we may so use our leisure to rebuild our bodies and renew our minds, so that we may be opened to the goodness of your creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.